Readings today really inspire us of love between God and us through His Son. And a great day to start a day today to think about God's love for us. Now today I want to go to a different word, and actually this is my favorite passage in the New Testament that focuses on friendship. I love reading this again. When I was in seminary, my master's thesis was about friendship. And beyond that, we're hearing it from God with the readings. So I want to walk through some of those beautiful things through friendship, through the teaching of our Lord. Now we'll first go back to the Old Testament. That there's so many different people in the Old Testament. Think about like David or Elijah or Jeremiah or Isaiah. I mean, more and more and more people. That out of them, only two of them were called a friend of God. Only two people. And it was only in two or three verses in the Old Testament. Both Abraham and Moses. The only ones that were called a friend of God. Everybody else were called a servant or a slave. And the slave of God means he owns me. He is God. So that in that text, the context, that wasn't bad to be a slave for God. But again, only two people were called a friend. And then in the Old Testament, there was a book, it's called Sirach. It has the most words of friends or friendship in the whole Bible. And out of that, there's a passage that really, in my spiritual life and world and friendship, is really what gelled in my mind how important it is to have friends. In Sirach 6:14, 16, a faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He that has found one has found a treasure. There is nothing so precious as a faithful friend, and no scales can measure his excellence. A faithful friend is an elixir of life. So for me, my favorite New Testament is what we listen to today. My favorite in the Old Testament is what I just read. And one of the best verses for me is, a faithful friend is an elixir of life. Elixir meaning medicine, or something to save you. My whole life, that was a powerful verse. Especially after my injury. To know that, yes, I need friends for an elixir in life. What's amazing, as I studied that and then grew into it, the first time that really God told many people to be a friend was what we listened in the gospel. I've told you this so that my joy may be complete in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. And we've heard that. Which is very powerful, to know that God loves us before we love Him. But then says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. That's a shocking opening line in all Jewish, now Christian, history. That God is calling the disciples a friend, which means us too. God has called us to be a friend. I want you to know that, you know, being a friend of God, a friend of Jesus, you know, I've heard sometimes, I get the kind of the joke of it, but some people will say Jesus is my buddy. In some ways that can be true, but I don't necessarily know if somebody that died for my life, like somebody in the army or somebody, a police that gave their life, that I'd necessarily call them a buddy. Jesus is a savior, a king, a brother. And here, a true mention of a friend. He said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's what Jesus told the disciples, and we can hear it every time we listen to it. I hope today you think of God's love for you and Jesus' friendship with you. And also to thank God for those times that you may have, and hopefully you do, is who are the friends in your life? Again, not just an acquaintance or a coworker, but a true friend that you would give your life for them if that came up. Or they would do the same for you. That's true friendship. That's love. And then think about how people right now might not be with us physically as our best friends. That I know friends in Ghana or in the cities or in the area. We are with each other, with these people I know in my life, because we're both at Mass. And to be at Mass together means we're our friends with the best friend of Jesus. So imagine Jesus as your truly best friend and pray with him, talk to him, read about him. Know that is the one that gave his life for us. That makes it so powerful to Jesus Christ to say that we, humble people, are his friends too.